Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome inside Amerant Bank Arena here in Sunrise for Game 5, presented by Celsius Essential Energy. The Panthers lead this first-round best-of-seven series 3-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Verhaeghe into the offensive end, pulls up inside the line, looks to the far circle, Barkov. Verhaeghe high, slot a shot, Vasilevskiy made the save, Verhaeghe the rebound, he scores! Connor Verhaeghe picked up his own rebound, and the Panthers strike first, 45 seconds into the second, it's 1-0. Now it's Forsling to Ekblad, the line, long drive, rebound, they score, and it's Barkov picking up the rebound, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead! Barkov gives home the rebound, a shorthanded goal! Up the right side, Verhaeghe to the circle, nifty move, just had it poked away by Sergachev, Verhaeghe recovers, over in the far corner, a shot toward the net, bouncy in front, they score! It was poked in front, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead with 8:54 to go! Here in this third period, Matthew Tkachuk looked like he reached in, he was out front with Barkov, they were both whacking away, it looks like it was Barkov who got the last contact with it, the Panthers stretch their lead to 3-1. Dumba kicked away with the right pad of Bobrovsky over to the far boards. Panthers can't break it out. 3-on-2. Stenlin up the right side. He's able to get some space across. Shot. They score. What a setup. What a finish. Evan Rodriguez on the one-timer. And the Panthers take a 4-1 lead.
Put on your dancing shoes.
Now Vasilevskiy to the bench. The net empty at the Lightning end. Talk about desperate times, calling for desperate measures. A takeaway. Long shot, and they score on the empty net. Connor Verhaeghe from the neutral zone. And the Panthers take a 5-1 lead with 3:57 to play here in the third.
Good night, Irene.
Here's Mikkola. He'll send it down to our left. He scores on the empty net. Mikko Mikkola from long range. 6-1 Panthers. 15 seconds remaining here as the puck is loose at the line. Nick Cousins will hold it. Drops back across center and hands it to Nico Mikkola. The fans to their feet. The final seconds will tick away. It's going to be a 6-1 win for the Panthers here in Game 5. That's the game. That's the series. The Panthers win this edition of the Sunshine State Showdown and punch a ticket to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
What a night. Well, for half of South Florida. If you went to the Amerant Bank Arena last night, you had the time of your life. You went to the Kaseya Center last night, you probably had a lousy night. Unless maybe you saw Messi. Messi was there, so that would maybe perk things up a little bit. But I would imagine there were two very different and distinct moods from fans at the Kaseya Center and the Amerant Bank Arena. That Panthers game last night was so much fun. We talked about it all day yesterday because you and I were at the arena, yeah. Crowder. They had to exorcise this demon of the Tampa Bay Lightning in the postseason. And they did it with an emphatic 6-1 finish yesterday. It didn't seem like, oh, we finally, you know, juked out Big Brother and he didn't see. Like, we took it to him. They know there's a changing of the guard. I think you asked someone yesterday, is there a changing of the guard? And if there was any doubt, there was no doubt by the end of the Panthers game last night. There's a changing of the guard. The Panthers are the big dogs. And the Lightning, while they had an unbelievable run and incredible dominance over the Panthers, that is over.
Mm-hmm. Six goals, huh, Vasilevsky? Mm-hmm. The best thing ever to go. The Vezina winner. Come on now.
I mean, that guy won the Vezina Award as well. He didn't look like it last night.
Hey, whooped him. But to your point, I love just a butt kicking. I didn't want a 2-1.
Yep.
A 6-1 is, hey, going back to Tampa, drive across 75. We'll see you in a while.
It is a changing of the guard. You know, I was thinking about it as I was watching. I hit two parlays last night. I hit two three-leg parlays last night. It was my only bets. I had a Panthers parlay, Reinhart over shots on goal, Verhaeghe over shots on goal, Tkachuk over shots on goal. I think Tkachuk ended with like 8 shots on goal and Verhaeghe with like 8 shots on goal. And Reinhart went over as well. And then I had a parlay. Close your ears on this one, Solana. Mm-hmm, but I had the Panthers to win, the Celtics to win, and the Nuggets to win. And as I'm watching the Lakers-Nuggets game last night, because I just need the Nuggets to win to cash that ticket as well, there's a little changing of the guard as well in the NBA, right? I mean, some of the guys who, like, you're looking now at SGA,
yeah.
And we were talking about Anthony Edwards. Like, there's a changing of the guard. They were debating on First Take this morning. Are Steph, LeBron, and I think KD was in the conversation as well. Are Steph, LeBron, KD done winning titles? Are they just done? It's over. They're never, with all these young guys, the young talent that you're seeing now in the NBA, unless they were to go somewhere, which... Yeah. I guess the story today is that LeBron is considering opting out because I know Stephen A. was talking this morning. I think it was First Take I was watching, you know, about, you know, what if Steph and LeBron were to team up? There's, you know, and this will be the offseason, but there's a changing of the guard. Changing of the guard in the Panthers-Lightning relationship. Changing of the guard in the NBA. And Solana, I know you were at the Kaseya Center last night. This Heat team is not the Heat team that Pat Riley constructed. So to even give a little bit of thought or to be down because somehow you're not able to beat the best team in the East when the team that you're fielding is not the team that they planned on being out there. And even guys who are available like Duncan Robinson are not 100%, and then Jaquez gets injured towards the end of the game. Like this, it's like you don't feel bad about that last night, do you, Solana?
I can't imagine at any point this year Pat Riley thought to himself, Patty Mills is going to save our season in game 4 versus right. The Boston Celtics in the first round. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Terrible. I mean, it is what it is. You're dealing with what you have to deal with.
No, I mean, winning game 2 for me was the funnest part about any of this, you know, like you got the Celtics at least for 48 hours to second-guess themselves. You had the city of Boston a little scared. To me, like, I take away that as a victory already. Yeah, this Heat team's not going to score enough points to beat the Boston Celtics three straight games.
Don't say that. We had a montage. We know you made a whole montage about me saying it. Don't say that.
Well, Crowder, you said they weren't going to win a game. And I said, not so fast.
They don't have
not
enough
so
offense.
Fast. And they did. Well, they did for one game. Did they not?
Well, it was interesting because Crowder and I were the victims of a montage after game two where Crowder was questioning where is the scoring going to come from. And we were saying, hey, if you just lose by less than 10, it might be a moral victory. And so we were the victims of this montage. I figure at some point today, you'll have the montage from yesterday where you talk about how the Heat have enough and anyone doubting them is not an American and should be deported. And then I'm guessing you're gonna intersperse that with some Heat and Celtics highlights. What time can we hear that?
If you got the guts.
What time does that air?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Three or four.
Listen to what I'm saying. There's a distinct difference between what you guys said and you were wrong about. Just admit, I mean, you guys can't just take an L, and that's the problem here, to what I'm saying. You guys said the Heat aren't going to win a game in this series. They'd be fortunate to just lose all their games by less than 10 points. That would be a moral victory. Well, guess what? They won a game. You were wrong. I'm saying they don't have enough offense to win three straight, which is a situation they're in right now. And even if in game five, which I believe they will, knock down some more triples, show you that they do have enough, I don't think they can do it for three consecutive games to beat the Boston Celtics. There's a big difference between what you guys said, and you were wrong, and what I'm saying.
I want them to get to 100 points.
Me too.
That's all I want.
Me too.
Well, I want a montage, though. He did this whole roundabout thing of this is what I said, this is what you said. I don't care. All I know is yesterday you told me the Heat were going to win, that they had enough, that they've already shown you what they can do, that the Celtics are reeling. Well, where's that montage? Just to make things fair. Obviously, you're interested in fairness, I assume.
Listen, Vizina, I'm just trying to focus on what the Florida Panthers did last night because the Cats knocked off Big Brother and sent them back 280 miles north, those bums.
Yeah. And another thing you said, Hawk, too, that LeBron, KD, Steph thing, yeah, they need to team up with a young guy. They can't be the number one anymore. I never knew the time to come when they can't be a number one. They can't be a number one.
Steph can't be a number one?
No. Steph can't be a number one. He needs pieces around. He needs big dudes around. You know what? They could have won if Klay doesn't go 0 for 10 in an entire basketball game.
Well, that's why I think Steph might still be able to be a number one. It was his wing guy all of a sudden didn't know how to make a basket.
I think Steph's style of play is more conducive to still being on top, but LeBron – that driving, having to put all that effort into every single shot. Like, yes, Steph can sit back there and shoot. LeBron has to do all that physical stuff. He's just too old. We saw it. We saw it game four.
Funny thing is,
he went crazy, but he can't do that four times.
Steph's game is not the most unique thing you've ever seen anymore.
It's not. Because
people do it. Yeah. So there's a weird, you know, there's a weird shift that has taken place in the NBA.
But Crowder, to your point, even when LeBron was at the top of his game with the Miami Heat, and then when he went to Cleveland, went to the finals four straight years, yes, he was a obviously a number one, but his team was built to complement his game. That was the difference. And in L.A., it's not. The L.A. Lakers haven't surrounded him with shooters. They've surrounded him with D'Angelo Russell, who gets in the way of LeBron having the ball in his hands. And that's the difference. I'm not saying LeBron can still be what he was back then, but he can still be your primary ball handler, and he can still score 30 points a night. He's showing you that he can, but if you're not complementing his game with just shooters everywhere and an elite rim protector, which they have in Anthony Davis, yeah, like, he's not going to win another title. But I still think LeBron can be a legitimate NBA title hunter if you put the right team around him.
AD is not he's not the two. AD, New Orleans, we saw it. I know they won one in LA. Bro, AD is, he's a Hall of Fame. I'm going to say, AD disappears. AD is a 7-foot ghost sometimes during games.
Stop. Did you see when he went down yesterday with like he banged shoulders with someone? And I mean, you'd have thought that his shoulder popped out. I mean, just dove to the ground. And then miraculously, after they call timeout or whatever, he's fine.
Everybody does that in the NBA. You see what Jason Tatum did last night to sell that bogus flagrant foul? You would have thought that somebody had literally ripped his ankle out of his entire foot.
I mean, you gotta stop playing when the whistle sounds. Okay. Gotta stop playing when the whistle sounds.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm just curious. I mean, you want things to be fair? Is there a montage, you know, where you talk about how the Heat have enough and they didn't have enough last night?
Listen, it's not my fault. You guys said the Heat were gonna get swept and they didn't. Don't be wrong. I don't know what to tell you. Don't be wrong.
But you were wrong yesterday, all day yesterday.
I don't know if I was.
All day yesterday. I don't know where the montage is.
I don't know if I was wrong yesterday. I don't think
you
said I was
the Heat
wrong.
Heat would win, and they didn't score more points than their opponent.
Yeah, but you know what? Yesterday, you held the Boston Celtics to below 50% shooting. You held the Boston Celtics to below 40% from three. You made just one less field goal than the Boston Celtics. And if it wasn't for Derek White going absolutely nuclear, you essentially won that game yesterday.
Give me the PER. Give me somebody's PER so we can finish.
Bam Adebayo? I mean, oh, my God. You want to talk about a legit number one?
Did they win any quarters?
The Miami Heat did win a quarter yesterday.
They did?
In fact. Yeah, they did. Yeah, the fourth quarter.
One quarter?
They won the fourth quarter. They sure did.
I mean, listen, the dubs all over the place, all over South Florida yesterday. Jimmy, do you know where that montage is? Where Solana says all the wrong things and then he puts it to music. Is that in a file folder somewhere?
It's somewhere. I got to look for it.
All right. If you can look for that, maybe before 6 o'clock, we can play that montage that everyone's waiting for. Where's my Vazina video?
Player efficiency ratings. I win you a Vazina.
The NBA, the NHL postseasons, they are underway. You have a great opportunity to win an unbelievable prize, a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We will be doing more watch parties for the Cats, by the way, at Dave & Buster's. We just don't know who their opponent's going to be and what the schedule is going to look like. But we're going to do more watch parties at Dave & Buster's. But if you want to win a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood, go to WQAM.com and click on contests. Let's get headlines here. Start out the show with Alejandro Solana. Had a long night last night. And the good news is there's only one more long night for the season. I'm just teasing, Solana. I'm rooting for them. I wasn't yesterday. I had that money line parlay with the Celtics, but I'm rooting for them tomorrow.
Give me more tape. Give me more tape. I can't wait. When the Heat steal game five. When the Heat steal game five, when they hold the Celtics to 54 points for the game.
They better.
The final
score. They better
keep them. The final score is going to be the Miami Heat 79, the Boston Celtics 69.
Nice.
Drag them into the mud.
There you go, Jimmy.
Drag them into the mud.
Well, that's the next scheme by Eric Spoelstra. He's literally going to pour mud onto the court at TD Garden.
It's no longer effective just to be a metaphorical mud. It needs to be actual mud.
They need to call another Code Red.
Listen, man.
Send Caleb to knock somebody out.
If the Spurs could shut off their air conditioner back in 2014, the Heat, they know it's fair game, baby. If it takes quicksand in that bitch, just go ahead, pour it all over TD Garden. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Seriously, though, Panthers, they get it done yesterday. They blow out the Lightning. It was a close game, though, right? Through two periods, and then the Lightning got desperate.
Yeah, and then they just broke it open. It was really fun. I was feeling for you in the third period because I knew you were at the Heat game, and I knew that the experience Panthers fans were having at that moment, because I'm assuming you were getting push notifications. You know, it's like
we bing, had it on. We bing, had it on our monitor. Bing. Tommy and I had it on our monitor on Valley Sports. So I was definitely in that third quarter when the Heat were down 28, I was peeking over to my right a little bit every now and then.
Yeah, that was a really fun night for Panthers fans. That was fun. I'm glad they did it at home. Five-game gentleman sweep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what we always talk about. Don't we have the song?
Yeah, we do.
We have a five-game gentleman sweep. I mean, that's what you want to do to the Lightning. You have the handshake line afterwards. It's a gentleman sport. We do gentleman sweeps.
Five-game gentleman sweep
for the Miami
Panthers.
Five-game gentleman sweep
for the Florida Panthers.
Zyna. We remixed it. We remixed it.
Still down here in South Florida.
You weren't listening yesterday. We were at the arena, and in the first segment or two, I Bobrovsky's up for the Vezina Award, but I didn't know if it was like Venezia Award. I thought there was an I in there, and when I read it, it's really spelled Vezina. And we tried to catch Mike Cunha with that, but he was on to us in the 3 o'clock hour. Maybe we can get the tape of it. In the 4 o'clock hour, we had Randy Moeller on, and I asked him a question about Bobrovsky and his chances to win the Vezina. And it was exactly what we were looking for. We have video, too. We're going to get it on the YouTube channel. But Moeller looked like he was hit by a truck when I called it the Vezina Award.
It's not out. Y'all was waiting last night.
I was too.
Please release this video. It's funny.
But then I figured, oh, Solana's not putting it up because he's working on this montage of him being wrong all day. So for sure, that's what the delay is. And then imagine my surprise when there was no montage and no Vezina video.
Hmm. That's lazy.
Mm-hmm. The Heat, they'll play game 5 tomorrow at the TD Garden via 7:30 p.m. tip-off. The Celtics, in the history of their organization, are 28-0 in the playoffs, went up 3-1 in a series.
Going to make it all the sweeter for the Heat when they're in round 2.
Kristaps Porzingis, his health right now is in question. Left the game early.
Guess what the line is? The tomorrow quarter. In Boston, Crowder.
10.
Solana?
Celtics, 6.5.
14.
6.5? They're 14. Down by 30 all game.
They're home. They were 10.5-point dogs in Miami. Now they're in Boston. Yeah, 14-point favorites the Celtics are.
Closeout games are the toughest, though, man. And this Heat team, they're going to put up 183-pointers. In game 5. That's my prediction. 183.
Half of them fall. Yeah.
They might get to 100.
I thought the Panthers might outscore the Heat last night when they hit 6. I was like, I got to flip back to this game and see what's going on with the Heat.
Tobin made such a great point. The Dolphins scored 70 points in a game this season against the Denver Broncos. And they're outpacing the Miami Heat at one point in the game yesterday. Yeah, man. It was tough because Derek White, just 38 points for Derek White. Like, what? What? 38 points?
Why did he pass so much?
Because nobody can shoot. It's like hot potato.
That's what I tell my daughter. Let it fly, baby. Any light, let it fly.
Have you seen what happens when they let it fly?
Here you go, buddy. No, here you go, buddy. Show us, buddy. No, buddy.
11-year-old girls that, I mean, these are professionals who might go on social media and see what people are saying after the game. They don't want to keep wasting away.
Nobody wanted to shoot in the third quarter. I mean, literally, that's why Spo's like, all right, hey, I know somebody who wants to shoot. Hey, Patty Mills, come put a shrimp on the Bobby and get the hell in the game.
You got it, fella. No, my pleasure. You got it, buddy. Shoot the ball.
Patty Mills played 22 minutes yesterday, all in the second half, and he had more shot attempts than anybody else on the bench and almost had more shot attempts than two of the Heat starters. I mean, nobody wanted the ball. Nobody, except for Bam Adebayo.
Yeah. Man, they're going to work Bam to death.
Bro, oh, my God, man.
Back when, like, Ricky was the running back for the Dolphins. just gonna work all Bam, of a sudden, man. You're going to see Bam in a tent in Australia.
Nah, Spo, I'm done, Chief.
I'm good, man. My arms hurt.
The least surprising part about yesterday was that the Marlins lost. They did get swept by the Nationals. And
that is true. That's just not surprising anymore.
And by the way, did they? I didn't even check the score. Did the Marlins lose? I'm just going out on a whim here.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah, they lost.
I didn't look at the score, and I know they lost.
Yeah, it's a joke I just made, Jimmy.
It's kind of a joke, Jimmy.
Yeah. The roof, by the way, was open.
I got you, Jimmy. That was a good one, Jimmy.
The roof
Jimmy,
was open.
We have to bring him to a Crowder comedy show. And after you say a punchline, he yells it out as if it's his own.
I got you, Jimmy. That was a good one, man. They just hating on you, Chief.
The roof was open at Lone Depot Park yesterday, and it rained. So imagine going to watch the Marlins when the Panthers and the Heat are playing in playoff games, and it rains on you in a stadium that has a dome.
Yeah. Spo actually was hoping that it rained last night in the Kaseya Center. Slow it down a little bit.
Open the top, Pat. Open the top.
He's screaming on the phone. A door, anything. Just open something.
Code red, spill a beer. Code red, spill some beer. They are running, boy.
Hey, is McGregor still around here? Get McGregor and get Bernie and get them on the court stat.
The Nuggets did take care of the Lakers yesterday. They advance. It's going to be a good series in the second round, gentlemen. Timberwolves, Nuggets. That is a legit badass.
If anyone
series.
Could knock off Denver, it would be Minnesota, right?
Yeah. They've got the size to do it. Anthony Edwards right now is playing like the best player in the NBA. That's going to be a legit, like, grind of a series.
Yeah. Gobert versus Jokic?
Yeah. But Karl Anthony Towns, too, and Naz Reid off the bench. They have the best front court in the NBA by far, depth-wise, by far.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Outside of the Heat, of course, who are putting Bam Adebayo, Nico Jovic, Kevin Love, and Thomas Bryant out there.
Oh, man.
And
I know Minnesota's jealous.
The Thunder beat the Pelicans yesterday. They sweep them. Zion Williamson watched from the bench, and he's stoked because his offseason diet begins today, gentlemen.
What's funny, how much fun did we make of Minnesota last season?
Yeah.
Like, what a waste. And, oh, my God, that franchise got worse. Took a little bit. They got it together.
If they win, though, is that Gobert trade good?
It's good in my book already.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if they lose in the second round, giving up 17 first-rounders, that's a good decision? What was it really? What, four first-rounders?
That's a good question. If they lose to Denver – Wow, that's a good question.
It's a good question, but I'll tell you this. They were tied for the one seed in the Western Conference. And
right. They're really good. But, I mean, it's the same thing. Boston was the runaway winner in the Eastern Conference. If they lost to the Heat, it was a cataclysmic disaster.
But I think expectations are a little different for Minnesota. Not that their expectations aren't to go win a title. Right. But
you're right.
This is like year two, I guess, of their window. But last year they were hurt. So you kind of scrub it. This is like year one of their window. Yeah. All right. Your weather from the Demesman. There's a couple NBA games. I'll get you caught up in the next hour. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. A bit cloudy here in South Florida. There's a 50% chance of rain, so drive safely. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. There's also some LeBron rumors as well. I know you mentioned it, Hawk. There's a lot going on in the world of sports.
What's going on? Josh Appel, he's going to join us, talk a little Panthers next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
What fun last night. So, by the way, we will have more watch parties for round two at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We just don't know what the schedule is just yet. We will find out, and then we'll share it with everybody and figure out when we're going to be there rooting and hooting and hollering. Josh Appel is the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park, and he's also an NFL play-by-play broadcaster for Sports USA, and we always have him on during Panthers season. He's a Panthers fan for as long as he's been alive. And Josh Appel, even though he was at Lone Depot Park last night, I am certain was watching the Panthers game. So let me ask you this, Josh. I want to start with the next round. Panthers beat the Lightning. Gentlemen sweep. It's going to be either Boston or Toronto. Looks like Boston, but you never know. Probably looked like Boston last season. And yep. Then you didn't know. So who would you rather face? And it might be, this might be two separate questions, because there might be emotionally who you'd rather face, but there might be a team that maybe you match up against better. But who would you like to face in the second round?
Toronto. It's going to be Boston, though. I'd like to face Toronto. They don't have as good a goaltending. They don't have as good defensive depth after their top six with Matthews, Marner, Nylander. Like, those guys aren't proven playoff performers yet. That's the team I want to see. The Panthers handled them last year in the second round. But I think that the Panthers match up great with everybody that they'll potentially see on the road to the Cup. What a cathartic win in that series over Tampa Bay. It really was. You were just playing the song to open the segment. I think the best punctuation on that serenading by the fans last night was the empty net goal right at the end of it. So you go right from the Goldie was perfect on the Panthers broadcast during that sequence. Laid out, let the crowd tell the story, and then called the goal. It was phenomenal. My wife was at the game last night. She had a blast. Seemed like the crowd. It's a hockey town. I'll tell you what, it's a hockey town. It's a hockey town.
Josh, well, I don't know if it'd be cool or exhausting to run through the Monsters. So you run through the Lightning, then you run through the Bruins, then you know, if it's Carolina, now you got to beat, like, you go and whoop the ass of everybody good and go on back to the final. Like, I don't know if it'd be too exhausting to do that, but wouldn't that be, like, the dominance that you want to have in a hockey team?
That's kind of where I'm with. Like, wouldn't it be fun to go up against Boston again?
Of course, and that's where they're heading. But here's the thing. You got to go after all those monsters. No, Crowder. The Panthers are the monsters, okay? The Panthers are the monsters. They don't want
to
see
used to that. Yeah, that's a changing of the guard.
They don't want to see Kevin Stenlin dangling in the offensive zone. They don't want to see Nico Mikkola banging bodies up against the boards. And they certainly don't want to see Bob making acrobatic saves and keeping the puck out of the net. Brick wall, Bob.
But are we that much better? Like, I know we like to talk trash down here, but we talked to Moeller, we talked to Plague, we talked to a number of people, we talked to you a number of times. And it's like, we're like, yeah, you know, we're a very talented team. Can we really have the swag of y'all don't want to get on the ice with us?
I think that's where they're at, for sure. I don't think that they're, like, significantly better than everybody or anybody. I think that they are up to par, maybe even better than a lot of these teams. I think, like, when you get to talking about the Rangers and the Hurricanes and the Panthers and the Bruins, you're really splitting hairs. Like, all four teams were excellent this year. And, like, there's no, I think the, I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but I think the Panthers are the best out of those four teams, probably Carolina right underneath, and then the Rangers and then Boston. But, I mean, that's what we want, right? Like, you want, as you guys said, like, you want the satisfaction of beating the best teams on your way to facing in the Western or in the Stanley Cup final. other incredible teams, like Colorado is a wagon. Obviously, Edmonton, Dallas, and Vegas are going at it as well. They're the only series that is guaranteed a sixth game right now in the first round of the playoffs. There are a lot of really good teams, and the Panthers stack up well with all of them. And they play with that. Like, last season's playoff run earned, I think, like, this new level of confidence from this team. And I know that obviously experience helps with that. You go through it, you know what to expect when you go deeper in the playoffs. But, like, the team is better than last year, and they have more depth than they did last year. And they are getting this kind of goaltending out of Bobrovsky. Like, I'm sorry. Like, who's beating this team four times out of seven?
Is the Panthers team perfectly constructed?
I don't know if there is such a thing as a perfectly constructed team, but I think they are probably about as close to that as you'll find.
Where would you tweak it? That's the, like, I go through it in my head. Like, where would you tweak it?
I was talking with somebody last night. Sports USA had the national radio broadcast of the game, and I met up with our crew afterwards, and we were talking, and we were like, the Panthers' fifth line, the guys that they scratch, it would be a better fourth line than what they were throwing out last season in the playoffs. They are so deep. And you know, you got Josh Mahura as your seventh defenseman and a couple other guys as well that can slide in and do a good job on your third power play. Like, the way that they have, or third defensive pair, the way that they have, especially defensively, you have Forsling, who's all over the ice, and Ekblad's turned into a stay-at-home defenseman. They mesh with each other so well. You got Montour on the second pair, who's all over the ice, super skilled, and Mikula, a big body who's going to beat the hell out of you and score an empty net goal.
I was going to say, and score a goal.
Yeah, and then you've got, imagine the odds on that one, by the way, last night.
that had to be like plus 11,000. Probably not even on player props for Nico Mikula to score a goal.
And then you've got just solid veteran Dmitry Kulikov, and then Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who isn't the same type of player he was earlier in his career. But when you have him playing on a third defensive pair role, it's perfect the way they have it set up. And they've all bought in to Paul Ball. They've perfected Paul Ball, and it's a joy to watch. It really is. And then we haven't even talked about Barkov and Tkachuk and Verhaeghe and the fact that they closed out this series without Sam Bennett. Like, I love this team, man. Like,
we could tell.
And then, but like, I'm also trying to like give you real analysis here, not like fan analysis. Like, last night they juggled up the lines, right? Paul Maurice said afterwards they juggled up the lines because he liked some matchups better when he could have Lundell, Lusterainen, and Reinhardt together. So that became a line. And then you had Barkov, Tkachuk, and Verhaeghe become a line. And then your third line now has Vladimir Tarasenko and Evan Rodriguez on it with Kevin Stenlin, your normal fourth line center, centering the third line. And he's dangling guys out here and setting up one-timers for Evan Rodriguez to ice the game away. It's the perfect team.
I was going to, in that line of thought, I was going to ask, does this team have this kind of success if Paul Maurice is not the coach? Because he was juggling lines last night, and I go, you know, because I remember Andrew Brunette, we were like, well, that seems unfair. Wasn't he the coach when they won the President's Trophy? Like, you know, is this team this successful if it's not Paul Maurice as the coach?
It's hard to say otherwise, honestly. Like, Bill Zito, Will Wido, brought him in for this very reason, right? And a lot of people questioned the hire at the time. A lot of people questioned the hire, some folks on this show included. The first half probably of last Solana season.
Yeah. I love Bruno, man.
Look, Bruno's a good coach, but hey, look what happened to them the other night. They were up 3-1 with less than 3 minutes left against Vancouver. They gave up two goals late and lost a minute into overtime. And it's a lot of the same tendencies you saw with the Panthers when Brunette, like, I had flashbacks to the President's Trophy sweep by the Lightning game 2 in Sunrise. I remember coming on the day after and giving a 15-20 minute defensive Mackenzie Weegar, but that breakdown that cost them the game with 10 seconds left, it reminded me of that the other night when Nashville blew their game at home to Vancouver, who was playing their third goalie. You know, this team and Paul Maurice, he has them humming. It's it's such an underrated hiring, and I think people like wrote it off way too soon because it's a retread guy. He had a little bit of success in Winnipeg. Yeah, and look, you just got to trust Will Wito.
You can still keep trying that Will Wito thing, huh?
Just not working. It's not hitting at any level.
Look, just like Lou, it's the next one. It's really going to catch on the next time.
I'm with Lou. We chant Lou as if Luongo was still in net. And so anytime, it doesn't matter if it's Stolarz, it doesn't matter if it's Bob, whoever it is, we chant Lou on any good save. I think that's going to pick up steam. Calling Bill Zito Will Wito because he keeps putting up W's. Mm-hmm.
Agree to disagree.
If we switch coaches with the Lightning, is it Cooper? Because everybody loves him to death too. So if Cooper and Paul switch, is this the same outcome?
I think so. I think while Maurice, there's a lot of credit, like the system and the way that these guys play and the guys on the ice. Like at the end of the day, and Maurice says this a lot, at the end of the day, like you can only do so much as a coach. Like you just match up guys and the guys go out there and play the system. John Cooper's a 2-time Stanley Cup champion. He's been there another couple times. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. With a little whiny after the game last night, if I'm being honest. A little bit whiny.
I mean, he could have used the 2 goals that got taken down. I mean, yeah. What else? Like,
well, you know what? Then his players shouldn't have committed goaltender interference.
Okay. And they would have disagreeing with you. I'm just saying you're saying he's a little whiny as if there was nothing that precipitated that. There was.
It's a matchup of two. It was a matchup of 2 Hall of Fame coaches, I think. I mean, Paul Maurice has everything you want on a resume for a Hall of Fame coach except a Stanley Cup win. He's top like 3 in wins and games coached in all those categories that you look for when you know it's time to get a coach into the Hall of Fame. So you're watching 2 Hall of Fame coaches match up, and I love the exchange they had. I love the handshake line after a hockey series is over. You see all the guys dapping up Anthony Duclair, exchanging hellos and pleasantries. I'm sure a lot of them miss each other. And then at the end, it's the 2 coaches, and you can see how much respect there is between Paul Maurice and John Cooper. And I thought that was really, really cool. To answer your question, Crowder, yes, because I think those are 2 very good head coaches, and the Panthers roster is just top to bottom better than Tampa's.
Who's the Panthers MVP in the series against Tampa?
Are we including Bob in this?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that my first instinct was to go Bob, and then I was like, well, you know what? Barkov was so good, did a lot of things. That was what I was getting to. Like, Barkov did a lot of things that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet, but last night was 11 of 14 on faceoffs, scored the 2 goals, had an assist, was all over the place. He's the captain. And out of nowhere, an unbelievable celebration after the goal he scored. He's not a big celebration guy, and he gave an awesome one. Like, inject that into my veins. And then Matthew Tkachuk's just the tone setter for them. But Carter Verhaeghe, in every big game this team plays, he's scoring massive goals. And remember, last playoffs, I came on here and I said at whatever we call it now, FTX Arena. Is that what they're calling it? Kaseya Center?
FTX. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Kaseya Center. At the Kaseya Center, we're replacing the 23 that has Jordan up there with Verhaeghe.
Well, of course. He's the greatest 23 to ever play sports.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. That's a difficult question to answer because you could make a great case for like 4 guys on this team. And we're very classy. Gentlemen.
We're gentlemen sweep.
Yeah, very classy.
Mush people in the faces all game
love
long.
That.
Mm-hmm. I love when they mush people in the face. Yeah, that's what I yell during. Is that good to yell during hockey games? Mush them in the face?
You yell whatever you want.
Okay. That's all I yelled at Dave and Buster's the other night.
Mush them in the face.
Well,
do you think...
I was going to say, you guys are 0-1. Like, the only game they lost in this series.
All right, settle down.
Was your Wardy.
All right, settle down, Will Wito. Do you think Sergei Bobrovsky does end up winning the Vezina?
Come on. I don't think anybody's going to win the Vezina. Uh-huh.
Because you got to earn the Vezina.
Gotta get it.
J- Josh Appel, bring us some Whopper Juniors. Let's get a Marlins dub tonight, all right?
I'll do my best. Just for
all
you.
All right. Josh Appel, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hock and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.